At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hello and welcome to another rousing edition of Trending Topics with BB. I am your humble host, Brooke Brown, hence the BB. I will also mention that in the episode. But welcome back. If you're here and you're a new listener and you are also a fellow Jonas Brothers fan, this is another episode featuring a wonderful guest. But before I introduce my guests, I just want to remind those that you can find both of these episodes and a lot of the episodes on the YouTube as well as anywhere you can find podcasts. And to find this podcast, you can just log on to trendingtopicswithbbpodcast.com. That link will redirect to the main page under BB Media Industries, where this podcast is under that umbrella. So I want to welcome aboard any new listeners that are joining the podcast. Feel free to check all of the over 100 plus episodes I've done over the course of 15 years. And if you're new, welcome aboard, and I hope you enjoy these new episodes. I appreciate your listenership. And one thing, if you are on a platform listening to this podcast, such as like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any podcast where that you can leave a rating or a comment, it helps this podcast be suggested to other listeners like yourself, and it helps me out. So please do so if you find it in your heart. Well, thank you. So without further ado, I want to introduce Michelle. As I introduced on my previous episode, fellow Jonas Brothers fan, we found each other via social media and a group chat, and so I'm inviting these lovely fans to chat about their experience along with mine. She will explain that she also attended the Las Vegas date of the Greetings from Your Hometown tour, like I did, but also an additional date the next day in Salt Lake City. So without further ado, I give you my wonderful conversation with Michelle on this episode.
Well, welcome to a new episode of Trending Topics with BB. For those that don't know, my name's Brooke Brown, hence the name. But I'm happy to do a part two, another episode about the Jonas Brothers concert in Las Vegas during this tour that they're on. And I want to welcome aboard Michelle, who was also at the Las Vegas show. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brooke. Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to talk about the Jonas Brothers, something I love. Yeah, very happy.
Awesome. Agreed. So I'll explain it on the previous episodes, but a little bit to kind of, for those that are tuning in that may be new. First time around 20 years ago when the Jonas Brothers were hitting big, I'm only a couple months younger than Kevin. So like, I was a senior in high school, and the way they were marketed, they weren't marketed really to my age at the time because of the way Disney was. I was aware of them. I heard Year 3000. But at that time, I was kind of going into college and I was like into other music. But then fast forward to 2019 when the documentary came out and all their interviews about them getting back together and then Happiness Begins, I've been a fan and going to the tours ever since. So I think it's cool that there's this like 20-year career that we're all celebrating, but in our own ways of how people have become fans. So were you a fan back in the day?
Yeah, actually, I've been a fan since I was around 12 years old. Yeah, I was in high school. So I don't remember how I found out about them because I am from Peru. So it's not that the Jonas Brothers were famous in Peru. So I think I hear about them in a YouTube or in TV. And since I was learning English back then, so it was even more motivated for me to, okay, I'm going to follow this new band and practice my English. So that's when I became a fan. And then I start follow them like a lot. And they went to Peru, actually. They went in 2009 or 8, I think. But back then, I wasn't living in the capital in Lima, and the concerts are in Lima. So I actually couldn't attend to the concert. But I was just like, you know, following the news when there is a famous people in Peru. The news are all over them. So I was just following them. Yeah, but yeah, my love for them was like pretty early when they were like just becoming famous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when was your first show seeing them?
My first show was in the 2023. So it was not like a lot of time ago. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I started like being a fan since I was 12, but I wasn't able to go to a concert. And then they got separated. And then when they went back together, I was still in Peru. So they didn't go to Peru again. I said like, oh, the chances of seeing them are like really low. And then I moved to Canada in 2022. And they announced a tour, the 5 albums, one night in 2023. So I said, of course I have to go to Vancouver. This is the first time. And the first time seeing them was amazing. It was like, I was just screaming, you know, like, oh my God, this is my dream come true. First time seeing them. And then, so I only attend to one concert when they went to Vancouver in the previous tour. And then this tour, they went also to Vancouver in September. I went there too. But then I say that, no, this is, I don't know when's going to be the next tour. So I have to like make everything to see them again. And that's when I plan to go to Vegas for the concert at Vegas and also to the Salt Lake City one. And just thinking, I don't want it to be also the last one. I want to go to another concert before they finish the tour.
Yeah. So that's what's been cool about this tour. I discussed before is the fact that every show has been different. There's been special guests, set lists, new music. And for me, Vegas was cool because when we were hanging out, like before the show, right before Franklin, who was also opening for them, came out to do his like, were you there for his like unplugged set before? So we were all in the same area. But right after that, Kenny G walks by us, like why? And I knew he was going to be one of the special guests, and I freaked out because, as I've explained, and for the people that know me, I play saxophone, and I grew up listening to Kenny G. So the fact that he's now collaborating with the Jonas Brothers is just so cool, yeah. And the fact that he then was a special guest was so cool. And for me, like I didn't get to go to the Phoenix show where I live earlier in the tour. But being able to make it to Las Vegas kind of last minute with travel and my work schedule, it was great.
Very good. So how many times you saw them before Vegas?
Oh, I've seen them since the Happiness Begins tour. So that was my first. Then I went to the Remember This, which I also saw them in Vegas and here in Phoenix. Then I missed their Vegas residency where they just had those shows.
Yeah.
But I went to the last tour, 5 albums, 1 night here. So I think this Vegas show last week was like my 5th or 6th show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to miss, as I've been following them on watching on TikTok and everybody's clips. And then of course the Samsung TV Plus live streams. I was like, I really want to go to a show. It'd be the first one I'd miss if I went, and it worked out.
Yeah, really well. Yeah. So, I mean, for people that are in the US, I will say it's easy because it's just a flight, go there. So yeah, when I was in Peru, I couldn't do it. And in Canada, they only come like twice to Vancouver. So I have to go to the US to see
them. Did you go to the Vancouver show on this tour?
Yeah, I went to Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
MGK was the guest there.
Yeah, that was that show. Yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty good. And I don't know if you saw, when you look me in the eyes, there was a just newly married couple that went.
Yeah, I did see that. That was cool. Yeah, this was.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
So many moments I can't even remember on this tour that have just organically happened. Mm-hmm. For instance, before we get to your moment, the girl, just seeing that the girl who started the backwards trend, she got to go to shows and meet them, and got her moment that kind of sparked. And then like Haley, who's tracking the set list every night, she got to meet them like a month or two ago. Just like how it's been really cool just to see the fan interactions based on the shows, but in between the shows, even like Joe being perpetually online, finding people.
Yeah,
it's been really cool just to see the interactions too and be happy for other fans.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Have you seen this guy called Anthony in TikTok? That he
is he the one doing the impression of Nick?
Yeah, impression of Nick. Yeah. And then at the end, he was able to meet them too.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, that's what's cool about it, is that they're like, if something like that comes up, they're mm-hmm. humble enough to be like,
yeah, they are open to do these things, and they like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think because this tour, I was talking about before, but this tour has been so like unpredictable, other than like the main hits of like, who's going to be the special guest? Who's going to, that's why there's been so much demand to extend and add more dates, but it also has created like this more and more buzz of like, what's going to happen? We need to go to more shows. Like it's been like its own marketing thing without really trying too hard, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's been cool. So mm-hmm. before we talk about backwards, Nick debuted some music for his new album that we got. How like I was talking about before, but I felt when he did Gut Punch that night, it like shook the building. Did you feel that? Like it was like the energy was great. Everybody was just kind of focused on.
Yeah. Gut Punch is going to be like a great hit. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Listening and TikTok, like watching videos. It's a great song. Yeah. Were you able to attend the brunch?
I was not.
Oh.
I didn't get a ticket in time. Like, I kind of forgot about my reminder to hit. And then by the time I looked, it was sold out.
Yeah. I didn't get a ticket until one day before. So.
Oh, really?
When I went to Vegas, I wasn't expecting to go to the brunch, because I also didn't find a ticket. And then in the pre-party before the concert on Saturday, I met this girl, Kayla, that she had an extra ticket, so she sold it to me. And that was also
awesome.
A great surprise for me, like not expecting at all to see Nick, and then I was able to see Nick. And yeah, he also seen Gut Punch there.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of the clips.
Some other clips. But yeah, it's just great. Nick is awesome. Nick always
surprised. Yeah, I mean, I was even happier because I love the gospel with a choir version mm-hmm. of Jealous. That's my favorite version. And he did that live. And that was amazing. Plus the other song, was it I Need You from his new album?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't wait until February 6th.
Yeah, when his new album comes out. So let's get to Backwards. So for those that don't know, Backwards is a new song on their album, Greetings from Your Hometown, that's kind of because Kalani, who started the trend on TikTok of singing to it and it's kind of blown up, it's now become a staple on the set list and a moment where Joe comes into the audience and he'll sing with a lucky fan. And Michelle, you got to do it in Las Vegas. So what was that like? Because I saw you on the screen, and because I was in the lower bowl, so I was not floor seats, but wow, like, how did that come about?
Actually, this one wasn't the Salt Lake City one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably you saw the picture of me on the screen.
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Because it's crazy how I'll tell you my story, because I still like cannot believe that every little thing that happened on my trip led to this experience to happen. So I'm telling you that I was going to go to Las Vegas concert Saturday night, and the Salt Lake City concert was going to be Sunday night.
Right.
And we were going to drive Sunday morning to Salt Lake City because it's 6 hours drive. And because we also had the tickets for Salt Lake City concert. But then this branch surprised that I got the ticket. So then we were not able to drive and make it on time. So then we got flight tickets, like last minute, for Sunday that will leave like 5 p.m. and arrive to Salt Lake maybe 7:50 p.m. And you know the concerts are 8:45.
Right.
So I was just praying, okay, if everything goes good, I'll have almost like 40 minutes to get from the airport to the venue in time before the Jonas Brothers. So I said, okay, let's do it. Let's see if it actually works out. So we went to the airport. We took the flight. The flight was on time and even arrived maybe 10 minutes earlier than expected. So then, this is the crazy part. So when I was in the flight, there was free Wi-Fi. So I just like went to the Ticketmaster just like to see if there's like better seats than mine because I wasn't in the barricade. That's the crazy part. Originally, I was going to sit 5 rows behind the barricade. And you know, Joe's does deal with, just with barricade girls.
Yeah.
So I was in the flight refreshing Ticketmaster. And then suddenly I got this seat available that the seat where I ended up. So I got the seat. I said, okay, this is going to be a way better experience. So I got the barricade seat during the flight. We got into the airport. We ran to the hotel. We took just like 1 minute dropping the luggage and we ran to the venue. We arrived to the venue 5 minutes before the Jonas Brothers came, like 8:40 or something. So I was just like happy. Okay, we made it. And I'm in the barricade. And then I was just enjoying the moment, the whole moment, the concert. And then when Backwards came, I was just like singing, screaming. And I actually like wasn't expecting it to happen. I was just like screaming. And I always think like, okay, who will be the Backwards girl today? But you never mind, it's going to be you.
Yeah.
And then suddenly like Joe's goes down the stairs there, like really next to me. And suddenly his face is like on my face. And I was just shocked. But I'm pretty happy that even if I was really shocked, I was able to like keep dancing and keep singing. But I was like really, really happy. I still remember the moment. And I remember his face, his eyes looking at my eyes. And then he hugged me. And I don't know. The rest of the concert, I was just like in shock. Like I was still enjoying the concert, but thinking, I don't believe this happened. And then on my Instagram, my boyfriend messaged me because he was in the concert, but in another seat. And he messaged me, it's like, oh my God, what happened? And then other friends like, oh my God, what's happening? So it's crazy. And then the whole since Sunday, so it's been a week. I'm still in shock. I still cannot believe. I still watch my video and, you know, like get nervous and tingles when I see the video and I want to cry. It's just amazing. It's the things that I'm telling you. If I wasn't maybe checking the flight, I mean, the Ticketmaster during the flight, I will never be in the barricade. I will never be Backwards girl. So that I need to be.
Wow, that is amazing. So, So you went to the brunch. So you went from the brunch and then you got on your flight.
Yeah.
And made it.
Until 2 p.m. So we said, okay, we're not going to drive. There's no way we're going to make it on time. So we had to catch a flight. It worked out perfectly because there was no delay or anything.
That's awesome. And then you upgraded your seats.
During
the flight. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You didn't have like a sign or anything that was like, hey, come.
Well, I had a sign. I had a sign, but it was like I didn't have time to do a sign, like
right.
So I had a piece of paper and I had a marker, and I just say, okay, what I can write if I'm gonna be in barricade. So I write something like, I came from Vegas to Salt Lake City, and then I ask, can I be Backwards girl? But I don't know if that's what they saw, what he saw.
Possibly
he could saw that.
Because Backwards is later in the concert, and if you held it up at the beginning.
Exactly. So I was just like holding it in the barricade, But I saw like other girls like around me that they'd have also like similar signs asking to be the backward girl. So I saw my sign. It's okay. It's a last minute sign compared to the other one. I was like, okay, I'm just going to give it a try. And it worked.
Well, I guess it caught his eye somehow and he remembered. That is awesome.
And I was also wearing the same outfit I had in the branch because it was like running out of branch. Went to the hotel to pick my luggage and then went to the airport. I didn't even have time because I was going to wear a red dress, but I was just wearing like my brunch dress.
Yeah, and they were all there because they did the same thing. They all stayed there and then had to fly to.
Yeah, they fly.
In the... Yeah, they had to because of the time.
So yeah, it's, I think it was meant to be because all the things that happen, like, what are the odds?
I know, but it's also amazing. And I'm like super happy because it's just like seeing all of this kind of come together for people and everybody have a good time. And that's what it should be about. I think it's great.
I mean, yeah, it's great. I'm still in shock. And my family too. My family, I show my family, my mom, the video and they're, oh my God. They're like, yeah, they're pretty happy for me.
So what? Okay, let's talk a little bit about the music. Like, obviously, I know the old stuff over the years, but like I said, Happiness Begins was like really what made me. And then ever since then, I've liked every, like the album and Greetings from Your Hometown was, it's just great. But then like all of their solo music has been amazing. What has been like, a moment, like what on the set list, like what was like one of your favorites, you know, at these shows? Because you've been to a few and you've seen a little bit difference in set list. So what has been kind of your experience with the music?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, it's like they have like about 7 albums and I have some favorite songs of each album. So it's really hard to say like which one I love the most. But I can say with the oldies, with SOS, Burning Up, and When You Look Me in the Eyes, I like this. I get nostalgic because that's when I actually became a fan. And I remember my 12-year-old days, like me, like, or like really wanted to see them. So when those sounds come on the concert, I like really nostalgic and say, oh my God, this is all I wanted. So I think I related more to the oldies. Of course, the new ones are great. Like Backwards is my new favorite song now.
I mean, you'll have that memory forever, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, Love Bug, how they perform it. I think also a lot of their live versions of it now and with their adult voices and
different,
have made it better. Like Love Bug now is on another level. And so is Year 3000 and SOS. Just if you see it live, it's even better because their band is amazing. So it's like, I think that's great too. It's like everybody is enjoying like the live performance of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So between Vegas and Salt Lake, obviously Salt Lake is probably going to be your fave because, you know, like that whole story you just told. But between both shows back to back, what did you like a little bit about either one of them, because they were slightly different?
Oh, yeah. If I have to, yeah, thinking about the show itself, Vegas was way better because...
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have it.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Any guest in Salt Lake City. So, Vegas, we had Kenny G. We had the choir. So
JP Sachs, yeah.
Yeah, JP Sachs, too. So, it was way different. It was Vegas. It had to be different. So yeah, the show there was really great too.
Yeah,
Salt Lake City was like okay. I say that's why in Salt Lake City I didn't record anything because I say I will just enjoy the moment. I will leave the moment because Vegas, yeah, was a different experience. I really love Vegas too.
Yeah. I mean, I tried not to record the whole show. Like, I wanted to live in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had to get certain clips because I was like, oh my gosh.
No, you know, first.
We got gospel version of Jealous with a choir. He has new music? What? And then it was like, Kenny G. You know, it was just like, it was just one thing after it. It felt like longer, but it's also, I don't know, maybe just because we were in Vegas, but there were just, I think it was maybe, I was talking about this on the last episode, like maybe because it was a couple of days after Thanksgiving, everybody was refreshed after the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, they had like a one week break. So they were energetic.
Yeah, it was just like the vibes in the room across the board, even from Delisa to Franklin to Jesse McCartney and then them. It was just like everybody was having a great time and people got there early. Like obviously there was a Jonas Con, which was okay, but because it was at that venue, probably smaller than they would have hoped.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I tried to get there and it was pretty tight. A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of lines. Like we were waiting in line early, right after Franklin performed his unplugged set. In front of Nelly's, right in front of the venue. So we stood in line forever to get in when the doors, and then we stood in another line for the next doors to open. And so by the time we walked around and got into Jonas Con, we were like, we don't want to keep standing in lines just to look at merch. So we just kind of like went and got our food and went to our seats. You know, hopefully they, you know, have another big Jonas Con and I can go to that because I didn't go to that earlier this year. Did you go to the Jonas Con?
Yeah, I wish to because... That was my first Jonas Con, and I think ours was like shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. Awesome. So moving like, they end on the 22nd, and then they have the New Year's. Do you think the New Year's show is going to be different or the same? Because we were kind of debating that on the last episode of like, is it going to be the same show?
And the one in Florida, you mean?
Yeah, the one. Are they going to be the same shows? Do you think the New Year's is going to be different? And they're going to stream it, so I'm going to be watching it on Samsung TV Plus. But
yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I'm thinking in going to that one yet. I don't have it yet, the confirmation, but I'm thinking in going. Yeah, I think it should be different because it's New Year's, and I wonder which special guests they will have that night, because when they stream it on Samsung, there is always something happening. There's something great happening. So yeah, I think it will be different, but I don't know if the set list will be the same or they are gonna add some things there to make it different. Also, they are doing a sound check for some VIP seats prior to the concert, so that's something new too. I don't think they have done sound check with fans before in this tour.
Well, they did one a few weeks ago, but it was like a private thing, like a company bought out. And I saw something about where they could go. They did a sound check, and like a company paid a bunch of money.
That's pretty cool.
So they were able to do sound check, but that was like a one-off situation. Yeah, this is available to fans, what they announced for New Year's. But
yeah, it's like a Q&A also, like we can ask questions to them and be part of the sound check. Also the venue, the Hard Rock Life, is smaller. It's smaller than the other that they usually go.
Well, I've been to Miami and that area, Fort Lauderdale, and I've driven by. I've actually been, and it's smaller than you think. So I've never been inside, but I've heard that, yeah, it's a pretty small venue compared to the arenas and stadiums and amphitheaters that they've been playing. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's smaller and there's no floor. I think it's just pit. Depending on the time you get there, you'll get closer to them. And the stage is different. I was like checking it out. So yeah, definitely we are able to see, I mean, all of the fans through Samsung Live. So that would be really cool.
Yeah. And the cool thing about with this tour is like, I've been watching like live streams on TikTok, whether it's been enough for people that don't have like a Samsung device to get that, people who do have been streaming on TikTok so that everybody can kind of have like watch parties and meet people. And have a good time. So that's the cool thing about this that has been really cool, is that the fan community, for the most part, has been cool about helping each other out, be able to like get videos or watch live. Or like how we've met is that like a group of us all got into like an Instagram chat, and now we're all friends because we went to Vegas and then so on. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm really like grateful to have this in the Jonas Brothers Facebook group. Also the Instagram group, because it's people that you can talk about like what you like. Even if I was talking this to my friends, you know, there's people or fans that will go to many shows again and again and travel, and they are not being judged by other fans because anyone love them will go. But I feel safe to share all my things with my like Jonas Brothers friends, saying, "Oh, I got a last minute flight, and I went to the second show the next night." It's something that I wouldn't share something at work, because I feel like people would judge me, say like, "Why are you spending so much money in the band?" But I feel safe sharing this with Jonas Brothers fans that understand me, and they know what exactly the Jonas Brothers make us feel. So I'm really grateful for the community. They're really supportive.
Agreed. I mean, it's not my first time. I've been in going to shows and music and festivals. It's been my hobby for a long time. And I've had some experiences with fan groups in the past that didn't turn out so well. But this one's just the vibes. I mean, obviously there's going to be those like few people that kind of ruin it. That we hear about, but for the most part, I just thought like everybody who I met in Las Vegas, or even people that maybe not been in our group chat, but like I saw it, the big group of us that like vibe with Franklin at his show, and then or the like his set beforehand, or just everybody just in Vegas in general. Because I went to the after party as well, and meeting Delisa, and I mean, I had a good time just meeting them. Everybody just seemed to have a good time, and everybody had a story of like, maybe this was their first concert, maybe this is not their first concert, or maybe it was like their friends got them into Jonas Brothers, and now everybody's just kind of like happy just to be a fan. And it's like different than what it was back in the day when everybody was kind of ashamed of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah. And it's cool to see that like you see a lot of diverse ages at concerts now, like different generations. You see people from all walks of life. It's not just, obviously majority of women, but it's not just anymore. Like you're seeing more and more men go and have a great time, because it's just a great show, and it's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, so on this tour, you've been to four shows?
Three.
And being that you've seen them at different types of the tour, because this is the extension of the tour, do you think the energy is better than the beginning of the tour? Or do you think it's just all kind of everybody? Because I just felt like the vibes, even just watching from afar, it's been cool to see. And it just seems the buzz is growing and growing and growing, which is why the demand has been so high for shows. Yeah.
No, yeah, I think I agree with you. I feel like I feel like it's getting like a deeper connection with the fans right now, like in this like the last shows. Because I remember at the beginning of the tour, I was also following on TikTok and videos. I don't think they used to interact much with the fans there. And then I think Joe started doing it. And then like people started bringing some games, like really cool games on it. And then the hats too. Like,
yeah. So the fan.
Yeah, exactly. I think it started with one girl that had a hat and Joe took it. And then like there was a concert where everybody was like giving, I think he got like 10 hats or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I think it's like, even getting even better than at the beginning of the tour. right now it's the connection is way more with the fan.
Well, I think it being that the set list changes and the guest list, like the guests have been different. Not only has it been fun for us to be like, okay, what surprises are happening, but it's been fun for them to like perform because, you know, they have, they're switching up the set list. So they're not getting tired playing the same songs because they have so many songs and they have new songs and they have songs that aren't even released. And I think we're just seeing also like, yeah, the fan request time or Cake by.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The ocean when people give Joe a hat has turned into like, yes, a tradition for us, but like it wasn't like that in the beginning of the tour. And it's kind of just became a thing.
Yeah, and exactly. It became a thing. If someone does something and then who knows what's going to be the next thing that happens in the show too. But yeah, I actually like the interaction they have with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, not very many touring artists. I mean, obviously they got the idea from like big artists like Earthworks and some others, but have that moment where they stop and be like, we'll request a song and see if we can play it and have like that. And it's become like an even longer and longer segment where they've had to cut other songs because they enjoy it. And then because the signs have gotten so elaborate,
yes,
like games and riddles and whatever. I think it's just, that's a fun, they said it's like their favorite segment like to do within the concert because it's become like fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know how people are sneaking in a lot of this stuff now though, because a lot of the fan signs have gotten huge. And the other night somebody brought in tongs for an operation game. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, how do you get that past security?
Yeah.
There's just so many questions about that, but that was just a funny, if it's on TikTok viral in the last couple of days, but.
Yeah, now you make me wonder. I didn't think about the security and the tones. How do they
get it? Like, isn't that considered a weapon? Like, I don't, now it wouldn't be, but you know what I mean? Like, they like search you when you go into a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, also the huge signs too. In the Vegas concert, I was on the floor. And I think Joe came to the barricade next near me to play a game. But there was a one girl like behind this girl interacting with Joe that had like a huge sign. And she put it like right in front of, like right behind her. So we were like pretty close and we weren't able to see Joe because the sign was like covering Joe. And I say like, this is like a huge sign to bring to a concert. I think like they should follow the rules of the standard one though. You know,
but my question is, are those people like VIP and they're like, just let them bring it in? Or because everybody else, we all had to fall, you know, go through like the metal detectors and they check our bags. Theoretically, you're only supposed to have signs a certain dimension. But then there's been more and more of like shows where I see people and it's like super like huge and intricate, like. And game shows like a Deal or No Deal. And then there was like a Price is Right. And then in Vegas, there was a girl that had like a slot machine. Yeah. And I was just like, how did you get that in there? Like,
that is true. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they say like security, this is a game or whatever.
Yeah. It's just funny. I mean, I'm more power to them, but I just think it's funny considering the rules for security to get into a concert. And then all of a sudden, all these people are getting all this stuff in. I'm like, what is happening? Awesome. Yeah, actually,
sorry to interrupt. In the Vegas show, when I went in, they didn't check my bag. So I was also like saying, why did you even check my bag? Because maybe there was a lot of people like trying to get in and they didn't check all the bags. I don't know, but mine, it wasn't checked. Say like, what? Why didn't you check my bag? So maybe
I mean, I had like I was carrying like a small thing. So like, I didn't have much, but the fact that some other people running like these huge, I don't know. It was just funny. I mean, it's all good fun, but also I think it's funny that they send out the thing at every venue, like what to bring and what not to bring. And I just feel like it's either people are really good at sneaking stuff in or they have a different entrance. Cause like, I do know if you have like a VIP, you get to go to like the lounge and you get to go in sooner. Yeah. So maybe they just don't check. And those are the people. Maybe.
That could be the reason. Oh, I was thinking in your question that what's different from the beginning of the tour to now. And one of the things different is that Kevin now is performing the solo stuff.
Yeah, we've now seen all three of them do solo stuff on this tour. Stuff that's not released, to now released. And that's the other thing is like I was listening to Kevin on the podcast yesterday, Zach Zane show. And he says that they've already recorded 30 more additional songs for another album.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so like the question is, when are they going to take a break? It's like, we all need to recover to be able to plan. And then did you watch the People interview early days before? And they hinted at wanting to play the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So now I'm like, well, if that gets announced, I got to go. Which is funny because I've had two opportunities to go to the Sphere already and I didn't make it out there. But if they announced, your 3,000 in the Sphere would be insane.
Yeah.
That alone is like, yeah, I have to see that. But even though they're not really announcing, it could be that they were just trying to like make buzz and see what's happening online and like media, and maybe that will make the Sphere book them. I don't know. But now everybody's kind of like, uh-oh, we got a plan. Because
save money.
I don't know what's going to happen. And I think because this tour has been so successful, like selling out venues, anything's possible now. They used to be written off kind of as this like comeback band in the last 5 to 6, 7 years. But I think now that more and more people are going and there's a curiosity, I think that's even made it even more popular. I think this tour of it, all the changes, the different set lists, the guests, has been its own like marketing genius, so to say, of getting people to be like, oh, I want to go to the next show. I want to go to the next show. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my gosh, I missed a show. When can I go to a show? Which has been great, but also like, it's hard to get tickets now. So it's you know.
Yeah.
It's and then like special things like Sunday brunch happens and you're like, oh man.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw Nick's live yesterday. He said that there will be more brunches.
Yeah, I saw something on his Instagram. Yeah. So, but that's the thing too, is like those kind of announcements are coming last minute. So it's harder to plan. You kind of have to be able to like have the time, money, and energy to go, or it be like in your city for it to kind of, I don't know. I was hoping for Las Vegas, but like, it was in their family restaurant, which only held like 100, 150 people plus, you know, family and crew and whatever. So it was to go from 17,000 of us seeing him the night before in the arena to 150. That's a little bit different. It's harder to get. I'm glad it worked out. I mean, tell me a little bit about the brunch because I saw some clips of him and I'm sure there's like going to be like an interview release or whatever that he did.
But yeah, it was an experience. I got a limited view ticket, so I wasn't not in the front. I was on the side. So from the beginning, it was really organized. When we get into the restaurant, the hostess will take you to the exact seat that you have to sit. And then there were like little details on the table. There was this coloring book. You could put your name on it, and there was like some pictures, Nick, like many other pictures that, of course, I didn't like color or anything. I just kept it here for me. There were some, like, you probably saw it, like the Jonas Brothers drinks, like theme drinks.
Yeah, people shared the menu on social media. Yeah.
That, and then we were just like waiting for Nick to come. And there were photo booths, there were little keepsakes for people that send the pictures of like childhood pictures, and like little frames with the pictures, and Nick wrote like, "You are doing fine" or something. I couldn't get that one because it was a resale ticket, so I didn't send my picture on time. And then Nick came. He starts singing some oldies. He also did Jealous with a choir again, like from last night.
The best version.
Yeah. And some other oldies, like Levels, Close.
Close was my all-time favorite one, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then there was an interviewer that he was asking Nick, like, how he came with this new album, the meaning behind it. And then, yeah, he started, like, singing also from the new album, the Gut Punch, I Need You. Those are, like, I really love Gut Punch right now. I'm, like, really into it.
Yeah.
But it was just maybe 1 hour he was on stage, and then, yeah, he had to fly to Salt Lake City. But his family was there, Kevin, Joe. They were on the side, trying, like, hiding. His parents were there.
Franklin was there, probably.
Who?
Franklin.
Oh, yeah, Franklin was there, too, with Franklin and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
They were there. But it was pretty cool that they are, like, they were with Nick on this big moment for him. That's pretty cool.
I think it's the whole thing is really cool, but all the clips and, yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining. This was fun to talk. We could probably talk for hours.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is the first time I do something like this, like a podcast.
Well, awesome. I'm honored. So where can we find you? Well, I know where to find you on social media, but tell other people so they can go see your video of you singing with Joe.
Yeah. My TikTok is Michelle Nunes with, I don't know how to write it. I don't know if you can put here.
Yeah, I'll put the links in the description.
Yeah, you can link, and my Instagram is Michi.13, and I think you can put the link too, because it's hard to spell it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me. And
thank you so much, Brooke.
And we can't wait to go to more shows. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for watching and listening, and be safe out there. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.